Would anybody like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
It's in the top cupboard, Carly.
Thanks.
Three sugars for me, please.
Three? You're lucky our teeth regenerate as well, my boy. Just one for me, if you would.
Could I have a coffee?
Doctor, it's so good to see you again!
Christine!
Wonderful to see you, Chris. How is Chio?
She's all grown up now.
If I might have everyone's attention. Thank you. Now, I must confess, I don't know anyone here. But from the way my future selves have greeted you, I imagine that one day you'll all be good friends of mine. I look forward to that day. But today, we don't have time to sit around and catch up. There are much more serious things afoot. Someone is interfering in our timeline. An imposter, posing as me in order to fool poor Miss Peterson here.
He's right. This man convinced me he was the Doctor and asked for my help in capturing his different incarnations. But that's not all. He orchestrated some sort of alien attack happening right now in London.
Aliens? We were attacked by something last night.
Yes, I was here too. The Doctor asked me to help UNIT retrieve a creature that had crash-landed. He knew it was going to happen in advance. I now believe it was part of his plan all along.
Here's everyone's drinks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you. Simply wonderful.
Well, whoever this imposter is, he clearly hasn't counted on what we're capable of. I'm sure if we all put our heads together, we can defeat him. He has been doing his best to keep us in the dark. But now, we're together, I'm sure we can... Excuse me. I'm sure we can all...
Ah, Carly, you got my message. Well done, my dear. Very well done.
Mistress?
What is it, canine? Can't you see I'm busy?
You have a visitor, mistress.
A visitor? Who?
Further explanation would be counterproductive. I have calculated that your happiness would be greatly increased if you were to make confirmation of this visitor's identity yourself.
Very well. Send him in.
Susie Joe. Canine's still looking after you, I see.
Do I know you?
Oh, the face, of course. I'm afraid after Mark and I left you, I had a bit of an accident. Well, several accidents, I suppose. Did I ever explain regeneration to you?
It can't be.
Can't be what?
Doctor?
How long have you been here?
Nearly 30 Earth years. I have canine keeping count. The years here are much shorter. I suppose, when we traveled the TARDIS, we were never in one place long enough for that to matter.
No, I suppose not.
30 years. I miss a millennium. I never thought about that until now.
It's been a great deal longer from my point of view. Time travel and all that. Do you miss home?
Earth, sometimes. Every day, I suppose. Just the little things. Cravings for food, mostly. They don't have chocolate here, you know. Some days it hits you. You'll never have chocolate ever again, Susie Jo. But this is my life now. My old life on Earth seems like a dream.
Would you like to have chocolate again?
What? Chocolate jelly bellies? Do you have some?
Not on me, sorry. I mean, would you like to go back?
To Earth? For good?
Yes.
Doctor, this is my life now. I have friends, responsibilities.
I know. And I wouldn't be asking you if it wasn't important. There's a race on a nearby planet called the Jihadi.
Yes, I've heard of them. We pick up their signals sometimes.
I've promised to help them. They need to break out of E-Space, into your old universe.
Why?
Their system is dying, and there's no other world in this universe that can support them. But in your old universe, they have a chance for survival.
I thought travel between the two was nearly impossible.
It is. Even the TARDIS doesn't like it. But I think with your help, the Jihadi can do it.
My help?
Every universe has its own properties. You're from N-Space. They can scan your body, get a reading to guide their way.
They need me as a sample?
Yes, and it's not just a case of giving them a bit of rock. You're a living being. You've been in E-Space for nearly 3 decades, breathing the air, eating the food. You've been using E-Space matter to rebuild the cells in your body. You're a perfect mixture of E-Space and N-Space matter. Even I haven't been here long enough, or I'd volunteer myself. Susie Joe, the fate of their entire race is at stake here. I'll look after K-9 and see you on the other side. Will you do it?
Of course, Doctor. Anything you ask.
I knew you would. Just trust me. Whatever happens, trust me.
I trust you, Doctor. I trust you. I trust you.
As I was saying, Christine, it appears this message was for me and me alone. Christine? Christine, are you all right?
Doctor?
Something's very wrong.
Doctor, is it you?
Someone has been messing with time. I don't know how to say this, Chris, but you've aged at least 10 years. I imagine I have as well, although much less noticeably. Draxon.
Draxon?
We must still be caught up in his scheme, don't you remember?
Doctor, that was years ago!
Or is all this an illusion? We just escaped from the World Builders, or I thought we had. Could that have all been a trick? An illusion within an illusion?
But that was a long time ago, Doctor. You left me on Earth after you changed again.
What changed? You mean I regenerated?
Yes!
Say that again.
Doctor?
I'm having a very strong sense of déjà vu. Hold on.
You mean I regenerated?
Yes.
Oh dear, I fear I've crossed my own time stream.
Doctor, I haven't seen you in nearly 30 years.
Dara?
Dara?
She was standing there, right where you are. Why can't I remember more?
Dara Hamilton?
Yes, she was a traveling companion of mine, long before your time.
But Dara is one of my closest friends. She was my teacher at the Canterbury School for Girls.
Your teacher? We've landed. Someone has definitely been interfering with my TARDIS. Atmosphere breathable, gravity Earth normal. But it won't tell me anything else.
Couldn't we check the view screen, Doctor?
Let's have a look. It's certainly dark out there. Some sort of desert by the look of it. What did you just say?
Huh?
You said couldn't, not could not. This certainly gives credence to the possibility that you are indeed an older version of yourself than the Christine I know. New. Well, wherever we are, I'd imagine we're here for a reason. I think the best thing to do would be to take a look around. Perhaps draw our manipulators out into the open. Come along, Chris.
Come along, Dara. Perhaps this way we'll draw our manipulators out into the open.
Where are we?
We appear to be in some sort of spacecraft.
Spacecraft?
What's that, Doctor?
Nothing, Christine. Just a touch of déjà vu again. Strange.
Doctor!
Don't wander too far. It's pitch black. We don't know what's out here.
Doctor!
What is it?
Quiet! Listen! Do you hear that?
Yes, that certainly sounds like music. Not a tune I recognize, though.
I think it's coming from over there on the other side of this ridge.
Slow down, Chris. We should proceed with caution.
But, Doctor, I know that song. Chio has it as her ringtone.
Who?
Look at that!
Well, I think I found where your music is coming from. A bar? A petrol station? This looks like some kind of stop for long-haul truckers.
We're on Earth then?
Yes, I think so. In fact, the design of those vehicles narrows it down somewhat. Early 21st century, I'd say. That one there has a 2020 registration.
And we haven't traveled in time at all!
We haven't?
I must phone Chio! She'll be worried about me!
You really have changed a great deal, haven't you, Christine?
Where's my mobile?
I can't find my phone, Doctor.
We have more important things to worry about right now, Dara.
Are you all right, Doctor?
I can feel my memory nagging at my mind, Christine. But whenever I try to focus on it, it's as if it's deliberately being hidden from me. It must be important. I can't shake the feeling that this has all happened before. Perhaps with a little concentration, I'll be able to pull out more details. I'm going to put myself in a trance.
You're just going to go to sleep? Here?
Not sleep, exactly. I'm just going to try and block out all external stimuli for a while. Would you be so kind as to nip in there and fetch me a glass of water?
Okay, maybe I'll be able to use the phone as well.
You know, Dara, us meeting like this is very dangerous. You've already let it slip that you've seen me regenerate. Please don't tell me anymore.
Well, I didn't know it hadn't happened for you yet. I thought maybe you'd changed back, or something.
Impossible. Of course, this means that when we do eventually meet, I'll have to pretend not to recognize you. Get down! I think it's gone.
It's one of those creatures.
You recognize it?
One of them attacked me and my friends yesterday.
So, I'm back in E-Space then. Funny. I would have taken you for human. Mind you, I suppose the ears were a bit of a giveaway.
Doctor, I am a human. What's wrong with my ears?
Nothing. Must be the light. You say one of these creatures attacked you?
It was in my house. It took an entire unit squad to stop it.
I wonder what's through here. Aha! This is more like it.
Is that daylight?
Not deep space, then. We must be in the atmosphere. I thought the gravity was too good to be artificial. Good grief!
It's London! We're hovering over London!
Yes, several thousand feet above it, at least. We're being fired at. Look down there, that column of tanks, crossing the bridge, see?
We're moving towards them!
That noise! I think the ship's powering up its weaponry. Don't look, Dara!
Just a quick reminder again that these are live images you're watching. There appears to have been another explosion of some kind. We're going to try now and speak with our reporter on the ground, Bill.
Excuse me.
Apologies for that. Seem to be having trouble with the satellite link-up.
Hello, Lav. What can I get for you?
A glass of water, please.
Sure thing. Seen the knees?
No, I've been on the road.
London's being blown to bloody bits.
Is that a spaceship?
Aye. Looks like the Pommies are trying to fight back, though. No offense, love.
And I'm live now with Bill in London. Bill, what can you see?
I can't talk for long, Tom. They're trying to move us underground. But about a minute ago, a column of tanks passed by this way and started to cross London Bridge. One of the ships started to move towards us, towards the bridge, and there was a huge sort of whooshing sound, and when we looked back, it was just gone.
That's London? I'm gonna tell the doctor!
Where are we going?
We're following the conduits. We've got to find the ship's power supply.
And then what?
Destroy it, of course.
So the weapons won't work?
Weapons, engines, anything. Kaput. Left here, I think.
What's keeping us in the air?
Anti-gravity engines.
Which you want to disable?
Correct.
So won't the ship fall to the ground?
That's the plan. Right into the Thames.
With us on board? Doctor?
Here we are. This is it.
Aren't you listening to me?
Of course I am. But didn't you see what was happening outside? These creatures are attacking Earth. I have to stop them.
Even if it means dying yourself?
There's a chance. We might have enough time to get back to the TARDIS. Look, it's our lives against the lives of everyone down there. I don't have a choice.
Doctor, you can't die here.
What's that?
I mean, you just can't. I know you survive. I meet you in your future. So you can't do this.
Some kind of life support machine? And it looks like someone's inside.
Maybe this is why we were put here. Maybe whoever arranged all this knows exactly what you would do.
But why would it be connected up to the engines? That doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying, it might be a trap.
We have to find out who's inside this. They've hooked up a living being to the ship's power source itself. no.
Doctor?
Susie Joe?
I trust you, Doctor. I knew you'd come back for me.
Susie Joe, I'm so sorry. What have they done to you?
Doctor!
What? Where? Christine?
Doctor, I've worked out where we are. We're in Australia.
Chris, I was trying to concentrate. Australia, did you say? Are you sure?
Yes, but never mind that. You have to come and see what's happening on the television in there.
But I was so close. I was on... Oh no, it's gone again. Something is deliberately blocking my memories.
Come on, Doctor!
It still looks as if London is the only city under attack at the moment. Nevertheless, government officials advise everyone to stay in their homes or places of work.
I'm getting out of here. If the Martians are invading, then I'm...
It's not the Martians.
Well, whoever they are, I'm going back to Melbourne. Get Margaret and the kids out. It'll be the cities they hit first, mark my words. I'm not having my family get sent to some alien death camp.
I'm nowhere near here, mate. Stop panicking. Besides, you can't leave here without paying your tab.
Stuff your tab, Reed. Stuff your stupid, silly bar in the middle of the desert, and stuff you.
Hey!
Get out of my way.
Yeah, stuff my silly bar in the middle of nowhere. Good luck fighting the Martians in Melbourne. Hello again, love. Here's your waters. We'll stick them on Pete's tab, eh?
Excuse me, my good man.
Hello. Another limey, eh? Not any friends or family back there?
Those spaceships on the television. Something familiar about them.
Well, they don't match anything in the unit database.
Get real, mate. Just ignore Austin there. It's Christmas for him. He's been obsessed with aliens his whole life.
Austin, eh? Did you happen to mention unit?
You've heard of them?
In passing.
Come and look at this. Right now, I'm in the unit system. Needless to say, there's an awful lot of activity at the moment.
Yes, I see. I'm the doctor, by the way. This is my traveling companion, Christine.
Hi.
Look here. These are orders being sent back and forth. All the troops currently stationed in London are fighting back the invaders. We're getting live updates. There's a large concentration of troops on the roof of Unit HQ. See?
Fascinating. You work for Unit, I take it?
Not exactly. Not at all, actually. I just hacked into the system.
Well, my bleeding Wi-Fi and all, thanks, Austin. I don't think people need to hear about your daft conspiracy theories today. Probably too bloody worried about all their family and friends back in Blighty. He's been in trouble for this kind of thing before, you know.
Reed!
Just looking for UFOs, Gov, honest. Hacked into the government's emails, didn't he? Nearly went to jail.
I know the ship's from somewhere, Christine. I'm sure of it. It has something to do with whatever's blocking my memory.
That can't be right. The signal must have cut out.
What's happened?
Unit HQ! It's gone! No one in the vicinity is reporting in anymore. I think they've been hit.
Doctor, what can we do? We are on the other side of the world. Should we go back to the TARDIS?
I'm thinking, Chris.
He thinks it's already too late. They are going to kill everyone. Doctor! Doctor!
Weapons. That's it. Something about weapons.
Not far now, Joe. Hold in there.
Who was this woman, Doctor?
She used to travel with me until recently. We fell through a CVE into E-Space. Susie Joe here decided to stay behind.
So we're not shutting down the ship's engines now?
Not until you're both safe aboard the TARDIS and I find out why they did this to her. Nothing about this feels right, and I have no intention of playing along with their game, whatever it may be. This way, there don't appear to be many guards. Hold on.
What is it? Where are we?
It's the ship's magazine. Look at all these warheads. Just one of these things could blow the planet in half. If we had crashed... Well, it doesn't bear thinking about. We have to get back to the TARDIS. Warn Earth at once. This way!
Breaking news from the situation in London. Reports are coming in of a direct hit on Downing Street. There's been no official statement, but it is believed that Prime Minister Holmes was in the building at the time. No reports on casualty numbers.
What are they waiting for? Why don't they nuke those spaceships out of the sky? Come on!
No, that's the last thing we need. Austin, did you backdoor your way into Unit, or did you hack through a secure connection?
Hacked? Come on, Doctor. Nobody uses backdoors anymore.
Excellent. The United Nations will have a secure connection network of its own. Do you think you could get into that?
Doing it now.
Right now, the leaders of the world will be having a meeting. It's only a matter of time before someone suggests something drastic.
What do you mean?
Those ships are carrying weapons that could destroy all of London and most of England in a single second. So why are they just blowing up bridges and buildings? We can't be here to wipe out humanity. It must be more complicated than that.
I'm in. One of my Trojans must have found its way into the system. I just need to activate it. Look at this.
A video conference call. Just as I thought.
Order! Order! Mr. President?
Mr. Secretary General, may I remind you that these ships are very near the European mainland. Paris is already being evacuated. I propose an immediate vote for a nuclear strike on these vessels.
Commander Voronin?
The Russian Federation has already diverted the squadron of bombers to engage the ships, Secretary General. We only await the Council's permission to fire on the enemy.
The United States cannot condone the use of nuclear weapons on British soil. Tens of millions of innocent civilians could be killed. We must not...
Madam President, all life on Earth is threatened by these invaders. It is a time for tough choices. The Russians have already acted with commendable speed and foresight. We should respond with equally swift decision.
We will put the use of nuclear force to the vote.
They're making a big mistake. These creatures are... Jihadi! Yes, that's right. At the moment, they're holding back. But if they think they're under real threat, they could destroy this entire planet. We have to stop that nuclear strike. The Russian gentleman said that the bombers were already en route, but that they were waiting for orders. We need to stop them from getting any.
I created a virus once. This group of hackers asked me to design something that could take down an entire communications network. They wanted to make a name for themselves, destroy one of the big social network sites. But they got arrested before I finished it. But we can't... What if this strike is our only hope?
Austin.
I've waited all my life for this, to see a real alien. I knew they existed. But I don't want to die.
Austin, alien life is not something to be frightened of. It's fear that's driving all those people we just saw. They're not thinking clearly. And just because they run the world, that doesn't mean that they know more than anyone else. They're scared. Scared for themselves. For their families. That they'll be blamed if the situation gets worse. We're all scared. But we have to have an open mind, don't we, Austin? We know what will happen if they attack those ships. The world ends tonight if we don't act. Now, how quickly can you upload this virus?
I have it on a memory stick in my car.
Are you sure it'll work?
At least for an hour or so. After that, I imagine they'll have repaired the damage.
We can only hope that's enough time. Go!
You better not be interfering, Austin!
Do not be worried, sir. The doctor knows what he's doing.
How he does now? Looks to me like these creatures are trying to invade the planet, and your friend seems to be bent on helping them.
This definitely isn't the way we came, Doctor.
No, but if my calculations are correct, this is still the quickest way back to the TARDIS.
TARDIS...
That's right, Susie Jo. We'll be there soon. Let's just see what's on the other side of this door.
Get back!
Hundreds of them. Bocce soldiers. I don't think they saw us.
Don't tell me. They're between us and the TARDIS.
So it would seem. We have to find a way around.
A way around.
Doctor?
Sorry, Chris. Deja vu again. I think there's another version of me on those ships. That is, from my perspective, hundreds of years ago, I visited this time and place. For some reason, the experience seems to have been erased from my memory. I think these flashback episodes I'm having are happening now because, well, it's happening now. My mind's trying to link up with itself, even half a world away.
Here we are, Doctor. I found it.
Excellent.
We just need to upload it to their server. It shouldn't take too long.
Hold it there.
What are you doing?
Listen up, everyone. These three are helping the bloody aliens.
Put that thing down. You'll hurt someone.
I heard that conference call. The French and the Ruskies are all set to blow these ships out of the sky.
If we don't act now, they will. And then all life on this planet will cease to exist.
Doctor, the vote has started.
We are getting the results in from those who have voted. Absent from the vote is the British government, obviously, and the United States and Canada who have abstained.
Doctor, we have to do it now.
I'm warning you. Press that button and the lineman gets it.
Then shoot me if you feel you have to. But we will stop the human race from signing its own death warrant.
Doctor! Doctor?
Eh? You appear to have missed. Not that I'm ungrateful.
I've uploaded it. The virus is spreading through the system.
I was aiming straight at you. That can't be right. Blights. Someone's loaded my bloody shotgun with blights.
This council has unilaterally voted in favor of...
It worked! It worked!
Fantastic. Now they can't talk to each other. And what's more, they won't be able to communicate with the bombers either. Come along, Christine. We're going back to the TARDIS.
Back to where?
We don't have time to explain. Nice saving the world with you, Austin.
Goodbye, Austin.
You're all bloody mad.
We need to get to London as soon as possible. There's a lot more going on here than meets the eye. Who wiped out memories? Who set the coordinates for the TARDIS? We managed to land right next to the only man in the world who could help us.
Austin? I don't think he's behind it, Doctor.
Probably not. But I don't think us being here was a coincidence. And as for that bartender's gun being loaded with blanks... No. There's a bigger game afoot here. I think we were meant to meet Austin here, at this time and place. And it was my job to talk him into releasing that virus.
But Doctor, didn't we save the world from destruction?
In the short term, yes. But we need to know more about the bigger picture. And I'm certain I've been on one of those spaceships, sometime in my past.
That should do it!
Are you sure this is a good idea, Doctor?
It's the safest solution. You two stay here. I'll sneak around the outside of the ship, find the TARDIS, and pilot it back to pick you up. Only a short hop.
Be careful, Doctor. It's a long way to fall.
Don't worry, I'll be fine. Keep your heads down, you two. I'll be back soon.
I trust you, Doctor.
Thank you, Susie Jo. We can catch up when we're all back in the TARDIS. Easy does it, Doctor. One slip and it's all over. Steady. Looks like they picked a fine time to change course. Whoa! If I can just hold on! Keep a grip, Doctor!
Doctor! What's the matter?
I was dangling. Over a city. I slipped. Christine, I think I fell. Let's get back into the TARDIS.
Here, Doctor. Hold my hand.
Thank you. Grown so strong. Do you know that, Chris? So different from the young girl I met back in the 13th century.
That was a long time ago, Doctor. For me and the world. Come on.
So, how's the plan coming along, Doctor?
Let's see. The United Nations communication network has been taken down, Earth is defenseless, and that Incarnation will be on his way here as well. And all being well, Susie Jo should have been rescued by now, too. Everything's slotting into place.
And once they've completed their tasks, they'll find themselves back here. Isn't that right?
Exactly. I've pre-programmed all their TARDISes to rematerialize in the same space as this one.
Then you'll wipe their memories and put them back in their own timeline?
And they'll never know what happened. I'm afraid I may have to wipe your memory too, Lissa. You understand, of course.
Naturally, Doctor.
What about me? What about my memory?
Entirely up to you, my dear. Which is to say, it doesn't matter in the slightest whether you remember this or not. But Lissa here will travel with one of my past incarnations, and I'd rather she not tell me about any of this.
Do you really think that this will work? That you'll get away with all this?
Get away with it? I've done this before, Robbie.
What do you mean?
This isn't a one-off scheme of mine. This is what I do. Remember Davros?
Who?
Precisely. I had you and the Doctor deal with that grubby little dictator once and for all.
What's he talking about?
We can't trust our memories. Only he knows how many times we've unwittingly done his bidding.
I always love it when a plan comes together. Look at this. The Russian bombers are turning back. They've lost contact with their commanders, so they're aborting the mission.
Not all of them, Doctor.
What's that?
Look.
It looks like one of them is still heading towards London.
But... that's not right. That means...
Doctor, can we stop it?
I don't know, Carly. I don't know. This could change everything.